Good morning. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Thank you for joining us this morning on the first Sunday of Lent. My name is Beth Lynch, and I will be leading you through this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you will feel as if you were here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship is a special worship service entitled Sermon on the Mount, published by Creative Communications. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, Jesus I Will Ponder Now, hymn number 109 in Lutheran worship.
Please stand. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with you this morning for worship. It is the first Sunday in Lent, and we'll be continuing the worship and sermon series that we started on Ash Wednesday, which is really based on the Sermon on the Mount and some of the teachings that Jesus presented in that discourse. So that's where we're heading. This morning's theme is salt and light. I'm probably going to talk more, not probably, I am going to talk to you more about salt than I am light this morning. So that's where we're going. Quick couple of things in regards to the worship service itself. If you turn into your in your bulletin on page 5 where the readings are listed, you'll see something a little different. We didn't forget to print the words. It's been crazy around here the last couple of weeks, but we're not that forgetful. What we're going to do throughout Lent, and who knows, maybe it'll stick, but throughout the season of Lent into Easter, we're not going to print the text for the readings. Rather, we're going to encourage you to open your Bible, which is in front of you, as a way of exposing ourselves to the word in that way for the season of Lent. Pew Bibles are in front of you. They're the brown books that are in the holders. The page numbers are there for you as well to make that a little bit easier for you. So again, throughout the season of Lent into Easter, we will not be printing the text, but I certainly encourage you to look through your Bible. All right, that's the only change in the bulletin. With that, we'll continue on with the opening sentences as they're before you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. Our Christianity flavors, enhances, and preserves your creation. You are the light of the world. Our light, sent and sustained by Christ, cannot be hidden. You are the lamp that lights the house. Our reflection of the light of Jesus drives away darkness. Do good works that others may see and give glory to the Father. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. May we never lose our flavor or dim the light. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, when we fail to salt the earth with your love, forgive us. When we fail to shine the light of your peace, forgive us. When we place the light of Christ under a basket, forgive us. When we hide Jesus, deny him, or cover up our Christianity, forgive us. We are sinful from birth and sin against you in thought, word, and deed. Our neighbors are too often shielded from your light because we are sinners. Forgive us of all our sins and grant us your mercy. Jesus is the true salt of the earth and the light of the world from all eternity. For you he hung on the cross on earth's darkest day and rose again from the dead to shine the light of eternity. Therefore, I announce to you that all of our sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal God, we implore you to direct, sanctify, and govern our hearts and bodies in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your mighty protection, both now and ever, we may be preserved in body and in soul through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Amen.
Join us now as we sing our family song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. The lector this morning is Jamie Bloom. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through Jamie.
The first reading is from Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We join in the Lent litany on the insert as it's printed in your worship bulletin. After the fall into sin, God said to Adam, "Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of all of it the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you." Jesus was mocked as a king and crowned with thorns that grow so readily in the sin-cursed ground. Lord Jesus, forgive us when we want to rule over our own lives and do not follow you. Reign over us as our eternal King. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that you care for him. Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Our sins have ruined our relationship with God, with one another, and with the world God created. Jesus, our King, took our sins into his own body and carried them to the cross, suffering the penalty of death in our place. On the last day, we will see Jesus crowned in glory. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever.
The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Follow God's example. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an adulterer, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath come on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Glory to you, O Lord.
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please have a seat. We confess our faith together now in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, The People That in Darkness Sat, hymn number 77 in Lutheran Worship.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon that I chose this morning is taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, the 5th chapter. There once was a Peanuts cartoon that showed Peppermint Patty talking to Charlie Brown. And as she was conversing with Charlie Brown, she said, "Guess what, Chuck? The first day of school, and I got sent to the principal's office. It was your fault, Chuck." He said, "My fault? How could it be my fault? Why do you say everything is my fault?" Well, she said, "You're my friend, aren't you, Chuck? You should have been a better influence on me." It's kind of funny, but you know something? It reminded me of something very important for us. And I think it's a reminder that we receive in the gospel reading for today. You and I are called to be an influence on the people that we engage with just as well. And we certainly do have an influence on the people that we encounter. For good or for bad. And that's really the gospel. The gospel, I think, in part, is about God and Jesus reminding us about our call to be an influence. To be an influence on the society in which we live. You, me, we're the salt of the earth, says Jesus. So why salt? Well, I suppose in Jesus' day, salt was incredibly important. Valuable, really. Now for us, when we think about salt, maybe not so much. The first thing that comes to our mind when we think about salt is no. Right? Not so good for you. Too much salt, bad for your heart, as I'm told. Stay away from it. But in Jesus' day, it was positive. In Jesus' day, it was crucial. Had many purposes. Now, for our purpose today, I really want to focus on two of those purposes. So in the first sense, salt was the primary preservative of food. See, in the days before refrigeration, salt was the only way to preserve meats and fish that couldn't be consumed immediately. Now, what is it about salt that does it? It's the sodium. The sodium in the salt, as I understand, stops, disables the growth of bacteria. And if there's no growth of bacteria, then there's no rot and there's no decay. I learned that because I've never had to live without refrigeration. Well, except Allegheny. We've done that, but that was coolers, not salt. But anyway, I learned about that. I never realized that it was actually the sodium that stops the growth of bacteria. But anyway, that was the way that food was preserved. So what does that have to do with us? Why does Jesus use this idea of salt of the earth? Well, when Jesus says to you and me that we're the salt of the earth, you see, he's calling us to be a people of the Word. Not a people of the world. The world which is so often filled with decay and sin and its influence. As people of the Word, we're a people who cling by faith to the gospel. A people who cling to Christ crucified. A people who know the saving power of the gospel firsthand. As we lay our every single sin at the foot of the cross. The very cross where Jesus Christ hung to preserve us from sin. And as you and I are drawn to that cross, you see, God empowers us then to be His presence in the world. A presence, a Spirit-filled presence that erects a barrier to the works of Satan. A Spirit-filled people, God's preservative agents, if you will, in the world. A people, you and me, who are concerned about others. A people who strive to influence others in love, that they too might know Jesus' presence and power at work and not succumb to the rotten decay of the evil one. You and me are the salt of the earth, a people with a unique and awesome role. Now, of course, this isn't easy. The work of pointing people to God, the work of serving others in love, it's not easy at times. In fact, it's probably more desirable for us sometimes to sit back and blend in. It's easier to keep quiet and maybe let someone else. It's easier to let the other stuff prevail for the sake of avoiding opposition. But in doing so, salt loses its saltiness. In other words, we aren't serving God's purpose in our lives. You see, friends, God is using each of us to be the salt of the earth. He's using us to season the earth through our works and our witness. He's using us to be the voice in the world. Using us to stand firm. And in doing so, Lives are changed. Lives are preserved. Lives are blessed. So what's the next purpose? Salt. Salt is a distinctive flavor that enhances the taste of food. So it's no secret by now, I love to cook. In fact, I push my cooking on you because I have an audience. But you know, as I think about cooking, I don't think that there's one recipe in my little book that I've put together that is without salt. But you know just as well as I do, we have to be very careful with salt. Too much salt, and the dish is terrible. That's the first thing people are going to pick up on, right? Oh, it's way too salty. Too little, and what? Tasteless. Flat. Right? But just the right amount of salt. Just the right amount, and that dish is enhanced. So what does this have to do with us? What does this have to do with us and Jesus' call to you and me to be the salt of the earth? Well, I guess if I have to put it in cooking terms, you and me are the salt in the soup of life. We're the people that God is using to bring out the best, to enhance the quality of life wherever we are, no matter the circumstance. And yet sometimes that isn't always the case. How sometimes you and me can be viewed quite the opposite. Sometimes when people are asked to give a descriptive of a Christian, they might say things like, well, Christians are rigid. Christians are intolerant. Christians are self-righteous. Those are some things that you might hear more than loving, kind, and gentle. Sometimes it's true. We don't always season the soup of life as we ought to. Sometimes our opinions get in the way. Sometimes our motives are motivated by the ways of the world rather than the Word. And how those things can cloud us. And yet how God still uses us. How God still uses us and empowers us to get out of the way to be the very people who bring out the savor of life. As we follow our Jesus example, as we ground ourselves in Him through regular worship and spiritual disciplines, integrity, authenticity, kindness, and love, patience, can be the very things that describe us as a people of God. And as we engage with others in the various seasons that we find ourselves in, how we can bring a distinct flavor to life, how we can influence for the good, how we can bring hope, a hope-filled perspective to even some of the most distasteful and unpleasant things that have a way of popping up in life. You, me, are the salt of the earth, Jesus said. God is using us to season the world over with His love and with His peace. You know, as I thought about this theme for today, I couldn't help but to think of a prayer, really an ancient prayer, of St. Francis. And so I'll close with this prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, that I may not seek to be understood as much as to be understanding, that I may not seek to be loved as much as to be loving. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we're pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Let us live to the glory of your name, O Savior. May this be our prayer. And may God give to each and every one of us the hearts of a servant, just as the Christ of the cross was for us, that we might season the world over with love and peace and hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by Don Varga and by Roy Moynihan in memory of all our family and friends who are in our hearts.
In addition to those who are praying to the prayers in your worship bulletin, please also include Danny Serples. That's Rose Kirsch's son. He's recovering from some surgery this past week. For Bob and Karen Zeeland's daughter, Lori, who has continued health issues. For Julie, that's Gail Kelm's niece, who suffered a stroke this past week. For Gail Kelm's nephew, Jeffrey, who was diagnosed with cancer some time back, but continues to battle the cancer. For Don Kelm's sister, Martha, who suffered a heart attack this past week. For Seal Rowell's brother-in-law's nephew, Joshua. He's a young man. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident and is currently in a coma. So please pray for Joshua. For Rose Kintella, Rose had some tests this past week, and we were able to finally determine what's going on with Rose, which was a relief for Ross and Rose. But she does have some upcoming tests and some surgery before her. So we do pray for Rose that God would bring a peace to her heart and Ross as well, and that the doctors would be blessed as they prepare to work on Rose and make her well. For Art Benson's niece, Nancy, who is very, very ill with cancer. For Millie Sietzma's sister-in-law, Paula, in California. Paula is very, very ill. So we pray for Paula, but we also pray for Millie's brother, John, in his time of need as well. For Shelley Matthews and her family as they mourn the death of her uncle, Marty. And last but not least, we say a special word of prayer for the Bernfeld family from our congregation as they mourn the death of longtime member Jerry Bernfeld this past week. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the salt of the earth. So flavor this world with your love and forgiveness, that presidents, kings, and princes would act justly and love mercy, and as a result, see to it that all people would have the opportunity to hear about and experience your grace. In your mercy, make us to be salt and light. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. You shine your light through your church and have called and created us to be living examples and loving people. Forgive us when we fail to shine the light of your love. Then shine your light in us and through us, that everyone we meet would see your glory. In your mercy, make us to be salt and light. Lord Jesus, you are the lamp that lights the house. Bring your light into all of our households, that mothers, fathers, children, and all family members live in love and harmony. Make our homes the places where your salt and light are passed on from one generation to the next. In your mercy, make us to be salt and light. Lord Jesus, you do all things well. When we are ill, you are the one who has the ability to make us well. Lay your healing hand on all who are hospitalized, suffering from chronic illness, nearing the end of earthly life, for those who are grieving. We pray this morning for Danny, for Lori, for Julie, Jeffrey, Martha. We pray for the Bernfeld family, for Joshua, for Rose, for the Matthews family, for Nancy, for Paula and John, for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. Make them well in your own way and according to your good pleasure. In your mercy, make us to be salt and light. Into your hands, Lord Jesus, we place all of our needs, knowing that you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Amen. And we pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. To you, my friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Please join us now as we sing our closing hymn, O God of God, O Light of Light, hymn number 83 in Lutheran Worship.
Please have a seat. Good morning again. Good to be with you. Good to worship with you this morning. I pray that you have been blessed in worship this morning. It's good always to be with you here in this place. Quick couple of announcements for you before you head off for the week. We are obviously into the season of Lent now. And with our regular worship service, our worship services on Sunday. There is also a midweek worship service opportunity for you this coming week. The midweek service will be held at St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Cheektowaga. That's on Maryvale Drive at Union. For those of you who might be interested, that service, the soup and sandwich portion of things begins at 6 o'clock. Then there's a hymn sing at 7:15. And the actual worship service is at 7:30. So again, that's the midweek Lent rotation, and that changes from week to week. We will be hosting on April 3rd, so just kind of keep that one on your calendar as well. Lent devotional books are available for you if you have not yet grabbed your Lent devotional books. There's the adult and the children books that are out in the narthex, so please make sure that you grab those before you go. Also, journals are out there if you didn't have the opportunity to grab one last week. And there are still a whole bunch of financial statements that haven't been picked up. So if you have not received your financial statement and you want that, please make sure that you grab your financial statements as well. Inside of your worship bulletin, there's a little insert. And that insert is a write-up of coming from the seven youth members that will be attending the National Youth Gathering in July. So before you toss your bulletin, take a look at that. That's their reflections on their faith and how they feel that the youth gathering is going to benefit them and be a blessing to them. We are actively trying to raise funds for these young people so that they can attend. We're looking at about $1,200 per kid is what it turns out to be, plus the two youth leaders who are going.
The people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Lynchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Beth Lynch, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
He really kind of declined in health after the cardiac incident that he had in his home probably 7 years ago. But anyway, No more declining, just joy for him now, and we, as his faith family, rejoice in that. As I've learned, the wake will be on Thursday at Wendell and Lozier Funeral Home from 3 to 7, and then the funeral service will be here Friday morning at 11. All right, so that's the details as they are for anybody that might be interested. I think, Helene, you said it's in the news already, the newspaper already this morning, so you can read the full obituary in the newspaper. But just to let you know that the wake is Thursday, 3 to 7, funeral here at 11 a.m. Okay? Anything else for the good of the group? Oh, thanks, Lois. Yep, I'll make sure it gets on my list. Sorry. Plant sale, that's happening now. The order forms are out on the table in the fellowship area. If you'd like to place an order, any proceeds that are raised from the plant sale will be designated to the youth group in support of them. All right. So, best quality plant. I mean, I'm not a garden guy. You know that. But I always kind of pick up some of the plants that are left over, and those plants are the ones that really kind of sustain throughout the whole season. They're wonderful. So. If you're looking to fill your garden with good plants that will survive, grab the sheet before you go. They're top notch plants. So coming from somebody who forgets the water. So anything else? We good? All right. Have a blessed week, everyone. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.